This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, you can always send us your Am I the Jerks at amithejerk@1037kissfm.com or slide into our DMs. We got a bunch on the Kiss FM Facebook this week.
People be rolling with them, man. Yeah. It's safe. Whatever you choose to do.
Yeah, or Instagram, wherever. Whatever works for you. Okay.
If you just want to drop it in the comments, go ahead. What's your bad
stuff? So, she wants to know, am I the jerk for not going because of the dress code? But wait.
To a birthday, right?
To a birthday, okay. But it gets better. This is where I started giggling, even though I feel like this is really relatable. She said, Allie and DZ, am I the jerk for not wanting to go to my friend's 31st birthday party? My friend has sent out invites for her 31st birthday party. And in the invite, it's bold and underlined that you must wear a onesie.
What?
And then she puts in parentheses.
Like a PJ onesie?
She says, like an animal pajama onesie. Mm-hmm. Or else, you will be told to go home.
Oh, it's part of the invitation. If you don't pull up, you ain't getting admittance.
But there's more. She says, the birthday party is dinner and then hitting a couple bars after.
In a onesie.
She said, the birthday girl recently texted me asking if I was going, to which I replied, I'd love to go, but I don't feel like purchasing a onesie, much less forced to wear one. She responded that no one wants to listen to what she wants for her birthday.
So other people are saying, why we gotta do onesies, bro?
Yep. She said, am I the jerk for not wanting to go? If I don't go, she will be so mad. Yep. A few others have already dropped out because of this, and she is not happy, which makes me feel like I need to go no matter what. So now you're guilted into going because other people are dropping.
Well, you're one of the best friends, ain't you?
Dude, I would be irritated as well. I would be irritated if you told me I had to wear a onesie or not come to a good friend's birthday party. If you told me we're going to dinner and then out, I would be like, oh, come on. You're either a onesie costume person or you're not, DZ.
So you're not coming to my 32nd birthday?
Not if you make me wear a onesie.
What if it's Marvel characters and you got to wear a cape?
No, I'm coming. Maybe.
Yeah.
I would come without the outfit and you would tell me to go home.
If it's a theme, bro, I get it. Some people aren't as comfortable. It depends
on the theme. The onesie theme, I'm not getting down with.
No.
No.
You're not rocking a onesie?
No.
I actually own a few onesies.
Well,
That's why I'm like, I'm pulling up to the party and I have extras if you don't have one.
I'm so tall, I can barely get a bodysuit on.
I got onesies that'll fit you, Allie. That's the thing.
No, not you're either into it or you're not. You're either into it or you're not, which is why I don't feel like she's a jerk. And I knew you were going to say she's a jerk because I know you get into themes and you would get into... You're going to say she's
a jerk,
aren't you?
I'm rocking with the theme, bro. It's one night. So you are all going to be goofballs. I understand the weird anxiousness that you get when you feel like people are staring at you. But there's a camaraderie when it's a group of y'all goofballing and everybody's in the same, goofy outfit.
It's not even that. There's so much identity into your outfit and your fashion, and you know this.
You can identify with a onesie,
and
I guarantee
how you. How you choose to go out, what you feel comfortable in, and what makes you feel your best. I'll never forget a theme years ago for a bachelorette party. I was not feeling it, and I felt like crap the whole night because I had to wear, I'm not going to get into it because I don't want to call out the bride.
Fair.
She has no clue I was mad about it, but I was uncomfortable the whole night, and I was like, I don't even feel like myself. I didn't have a good time, and it's not about me, but I went, and
And you did it.
And I did it, but I was like,
did you at least feel good for going for
all
them?
All I remember is what a horrible time I had instead of celebrating her, which may make me sound selfish, but I don't care.
In retrospect, even though you kind of regret it, was it not worth it because you knew they were happy, though?
No, I don't think she cared. Oh, I think she just wanted everybody to look a certain way around. It was a color. It was a whole color theme around her color. It was a whole thing.
I don't think that's the same. I get you.
It's
I don't
not
think,
the same.
It's not the same.
Because I could at least pick an outfit.
This would make this person really happy. Like, they don't even probably want presents. They're just saying, everybody come in the theme. We're going to go out to dinner. Then we're going to go hang out. I just want a goofball with my goofballs,
bro. You're 31. Stop telling people they got to wear a onesie to your birthday party.
Stop telling people to grow up.
Tell them to come to your house for a birthday party then with a onesie on. Don't be like, we're going out to dinner.
Think about it. Everybody's just ready in their PJs for when they get home and go night-night. This is perfect. We do this with our children. We put them in their PJs when we're still out.
Keyword, children. Thank you.
Sometimes you got to tap in with your inner child. I'm going to fight this one all day. This is my hill, Allie.
You know what? Whoever texted in, how are you not comfortable in a onesie? Get out of here.
Allie, I see you in a dope unicorn onesie. Say, what if I had a unicorn onesie for you? Would you not wear it? You're a unicorn. You're so unique.
No,
I
would do it. You know what?
I would try to gas you up into a onesie.
No, I would fake it till I made it, and I'd be like, yeah, and I'd be like,
you'd
hate
it
so mad. Yeah. John in Germantown texted in. He said, not the jerk, fake a story, pull up a onesie on Amazon, send it to her to show her what you're getting. Day of party, tell her it got snagged and it got ripped. No,
someone stole it.
The birthday girl will totally be like, here's one.
I got porch pirated. I can't come. She's like, don't you worry, girl.
I got more.
I thought of this. I got 10 more at the crib. Pull up. I got one in your size too. Pull up.
Cassie in Oak Creek said, this figure is not made for onesies. That's a no from me, dog.
Okay. I do understand not feeling comfortable again, but it's a quick little something. You could dress a onesie in your own way. Wear like some overalls. Put on the pants, tie it around your waist, and leave whatever top on you want on top. You're still in theme and you're doing it in your style.
Who texted this in? Onesies are very body confident outfits for women. According to who?
And men. I'll tell you that right now.
What?
And men. You got to be comfortable with yourself to put that tight suit on, boy.
Wow. Bella in Kenosha said, wow, who would want to wear a onesie all night? I wouldn't go either if she made me. Not the jerk. Okay.
Don't tell me y'all are going not the jerk for not going, bro. It's one night. A couple hours.
No way. No way. Ashley in Milwaukee said, they're advertising a onesie bar hop. Wonder if that's what it is. Still not the jerk for not going. Be comfortable.
It might be.
But no, if that would change everything. If you were going to be in a bar with everybody in onesies,
what's the difference
then
between
I'd look less stupid than I already do.
You and 10 friends versus you and 100 people.
Still don't
you'd rather
do it.
Flash mob than to be with your homies and know y'all did something cool and fun for just y'all?
Joe, I feel you. Joe texted in, tall people in a onesie and an all-night wedgie. Yes, tall people. I said, nightmare.
Deal with it, bruh. Deal with it. Wedgies and Fredgies. Deal with it.
Emily in Milwaukee. DZ, when's the Marvel party? I already have a Wanda costume with a cape.
See, look at y'all. No, now the theme is fun.
Nope. Absolutely not. Jessica in New Berlin said, I'm ready. I have an Oscar the Grouch onesie, a unicorn onesie, and a skeleton onesie. You know what? You guys have your own onesie party. I'm not. Not the jerk. What are we calling this girl, by the way? For not. She doesn't want to go to her friend's 31st birthday because of the dress code, which is a onesie dress code. Uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable Allie.
How about not going Natalie?
Not going Natalie. That's good. No, that's good. Not going Natalie. That's it. Locked it in.
Not going Natalie.
Locked it in.
That's the name.
Not going Natalie.
Is she the jerk for not going because of the dress code? 414-533-1037. I can't wait to see which way this goes.
The jerk. 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right. right. So Not Going Natalie wrote into the show. I love this one. She said, am I the jerk for not going to my friend's 31st birthday party because of the dress code, which is a onesie? People have already dropped out, and she feels bad now if she doesn't go because other people have dropped out because of the... They said they'll be told to leave if they don't show up in a onesie, and they're going to dinner, bars.
Ugh. They're having a whole night in onesie. It's a onesie's out.
Oh, man. Okay, well, you know what? I can't wait to see which way this goes. Let's start with Amber in Milwaukee. How about that?
How about that?
Amber, you catch me outside in my onesie or no? Which way are you going?
Good morning. I'm going to call her the jerk.
Oh.
Okay, and I've got three reasons.
Okay, go on.
One, you live in Wisconsin. It's cold as crap out here.
True.
So?
Two, you're hitting 30. Who doesn't want to be comfortable? And onesies, no matter what size you are, you're going to be able to find a onesie.
Just get a bigger size.
Well, that's true, actually. You can actually find a onesie that fits you, but... So what? So's a coat. So's a sweater.
You don't even need it with a onesie.
Ugh.
And honestly, three, I would be like, okay, you want me to come in a onesie? Then I'm losing the over-the-shoulder boulder holder.
Well, you don't need a onesie to lose the bra, okay?
I've never heard anybody call it a boulder holder,
bro. Oh, you haven't?
Never in my life. Today, years old.
He's too young for the movie Beaches, that's why.
Today, years old, bro. Oh,
it's an over-the-shoulder boulder holder.
Just saying.
There's a whole song,
you're older. Mm-hmm. If you're older, you definitely don't even want to get out of the house, let alone get dressed
Don't
house.
Speak for me, okay? Because I'm older, and I love to go out and have a good time. I love.
And you like to get dressed.
And I like to get dressed and live my life. I think it's all a state of mind. It's all about what you enjoy doing. I like to be at home, too. Don't get me wrong. In a onesie, but not in public.
Not in
no,
public.
Thank you. No,
I feel
thank you. You.
I feel it.
But I respect what Amber said.
Calls her the jerk.
And you learned a new term, over the
shoulder. Over the shoulder, boulder, holder. I'm taking that one, put it in my pocket.
All right. Thank you for calling, Amber.
Have a good night, guys. Or day, guys.
You, whatever time it is. Bye, Amber.
Maybe she's a third shifter. Maybe she's going to bed.
I think she might be.
That's good for us, man. We love it. Amanda's in Racine, one of our regulars.
The homie?
Yes. Amanda.
Turn down for what?
Woo!
Nailed it.
Oh, yeah.
Are you on fire in your onesie, though?
No.
That, I am not.
Aww. Yes, I knew
it. Jerk.
Woo!
Okay, so first of all, I am all about being ridiculous, because I'm ridiculous every day, and I love it.
That's what I'm saying.
But when it comes to, I gotta be comfortable, though. I gotta dress comfortably with my cardigans and my flannels, okay?
We can find a cardigan onesie for you, Amanda. Don't worry.
I love it. Oh,
yeah, get the big pouch ones.
Exactly.
Well, do you know what the texts say? Kelly and West Bend texted in and said, jerk, birthday girl needs new friends who want to have fun. Maybe these aren't her people. Maybe.
I mean, the friendship isn't important enough.
Come on.
Think about it. That's basically saying our friendship isn't important enough for me to put my stuff aside and get uncomfortable in a little onesie for a couple hours for you.
But then Jen in Lake Geneva.
Why does it matter, though?
Jen in Lake Geneva texted in and said, not the jerk. I'm not trying to take all my clothes off to go to the bathroom. You guys are hysterical.
Oh, I do hear that. That's where you get the ones with the buttons, though.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, that's a lot of work.
Yeah, but then you still are going to be annoying.
Amanda's all, either way saying, nope, not the jerk for not going. Not going at
me. It's not about what you wear. It's about having fun.
Fine.
Personality, okay?
Fine.
All right, I ain't taking it.
All right, we love you, Amanda. Have a good day.
Love you guys.
Bye.
Oh, Mila's claiming over-the-shoulder boulder holder came from Punky Brewster. I just remember it from the movie Beaches, which you got to be... older to remember. But it's a very sad movie anyway.
Aww.
Okay, let's go to Megan in Milwaukee. She's going to be our tiebreaker today.
The TB.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
Buenos
morning.
Dias. How are you, Megan?
I am good.
I have no idea. Yes, I have no idea which way you're going. No clue.
She's a tiebreaker, though. What do you think?
Which way?
All right. So I'm going to say... Not Going Natalie is not the jerk.
Wow. Wow.
You said not the jerk for not going to the party that you have to wear a onesie in for her friend's birthday.
Forget the onesie and forget the friend.
She has every right to feel uncomfortable wanting to go in a onesie. You know, I mean, I would be different. I would be totally ready to go in a onesie and be ridiculous looking.
Fair.
But there are some people who really, you know, like to have a fashion choice, and forcing people into that, you know, kind of harsh.
Sure, sure.
But I'm kind of surprised that the birthday girl hasn't just, you know, changed it up since so many people are canceling for her birthday.
Nah, she 10 toes. She'll be out there in a onesie by herself.
She does not care.
She's strong on it. I respect her for that, though.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, that's what she wants for her birthday. I respect that.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, I agree.
Well, DZ, if you're going to do Marvel, Dominique and I are totally in.
Okay. Okay.
You already know.
Okay.
Y'all got the invite. Say less.
That's funny. Well, you know.
My capes are hanging up.
What?
They said the capes. Their capes are hanging up.
The capes are hanging up.
Ready to be steamed.
All right. Well, Megan, thank you for calling, and I agree. Not the jerk. So I love your opinion today.
Appreciate y'all, man. Bye.
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 People are texting in and said, not going Natalie's a party pooper. That's Lala. She texted that in.
Kind of what it feels like, man.
Well, she might be a party pooper, but I agree. I just, there's no way. There's no way I'm wearing a onesie.
And hear me out with, I understand what Megan, what all the other callers and texters have been saying. It's about style. You don't really get to do whatever. You don't get to express yourself. You find a onesie that expresses you and your individuality.
No thanks.
I guarantee you, you can find something that you're comfortable in. It's more about putting the effort in.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like not going Natalie just doesn't want to put that effort in.
Maybe. Whoever texted in, I would say, they said, I would say not the jerk. Buying a onesie could be out of her price range. She didn't say that. She just said she didn't want to wear a onesie.
They got them for $12 at Marshall's. Y'all better go find something, man. Nope. It's not that hard.
I didn't even need to know where to find them because I'm not wearing it, DZ.
You didn't need to tell me that information I didn't need, DZ. I don't care where the onesies are. I'm not buying.
No, thank you.
Not going Natalie is me. I am her. She is me.
It's actually not me, but I support her, okay?
I don't feel like you'd be friends with too many people that wear onesies besides me.
I wouldn't. No, I would not.
Just
correct.
Me.
Correct. Just you.